to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis has vetoed a bill to require new and renovated buildings to add electric vehicle chargers. CPR Sam Brash has more.
In a letter to lawmakers, Polis said the legislation lacked flexibility for builders and risked increasing housing costs at a time when many Coloradans are already struggling with high prices. Under the bill, 70% of parking spaces in new or renovated apartments would have needed plugs for EV chargers or wiring to easily accommodate them. Polis said he'd prefer a new state building code board to set requirements and modify them depending on new technologies. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The DCPA Theater Company is ending its season with a celebration of Latino arts and culture. CPR's Eden Lane says the event is inspired by the company's production of Quijote Nuevo.
The DCPA is partnering with Museo de las Americas, the Colorado Symphony, and others to bring dance, live music, and more to the event. The company's Jesus Quintana Martinez says it also celebrates Tejano culture and the classic tale of Don Quixote.
We felt that this was a perfect time to bring our community together around this incredible show, which addresses current and relevant important topics in our society today.
The celebration will also feature local art, and admission is free. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Tonight's event at the Denver Performing Arts Complex starts at 4:30. Colorado's Catholic bishops are asking state lawmakers to stop taking the Eucharist during Mass if they voted for a recent bill codifying abortion into state law. The letter from church leaders in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo asked lawmakers to voluntarily refrain from communion until they repent for having supported the abortion access law. Spirit Airlines has postponed a shareholder vote on its proposed merger with Denver-based Frontier Airlines. The vote was originally slated for June 10th, but will now happen on June 30th. This is CPR News and KRCC.